AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton pleaded not guilty today to charges accusing him of emailing classified information to family members and keeping top-secret documents at his home in Maryland. After leaving the Trump White House, Bolton was a critic of the president. Bolton was ordered released from custody after making his appearance before a judge in the third Justice Department case brought in recent weeks against an adversary of the president. House Speaker Mike Johnson points out the government shutdown is now in day 17.
It is so difficult to be a happy warrior when you know that so many millions of American people are suffering, being made to suffer unnecessarily. Because of the Democrats' political games.
There are no signs an agreement is in sight, and President Trump is showing little urgency to broker a compromise. Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says the Democrats' message has not changed.
We're going to continue to stand up for the American people, cancel the cuts, lower the costs, save health care. We've made that position very clear from the beginning, and we're not moving. We're not going to bend. We're not going to break because it's the health care of the American people that's at stake.
A source tells the AP the U.S. has seized survivors after yesterday's strike on a suspected drug-carrying vessel in the Caribbean. Legal experts say the U.S. strikes against alleged members of Latin American drug cartels are pushing the bounds of international law. Under President Trump, the military has struck several boats, killing 27 people after authorities received information suggesting they were carrying drugs. The U.S. blocked a global fee on shipping emissions as an international maritime meeting ended without adopting new regulations. President Trump meets today at the White House with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The president is signaling he's not ready to agree to sell Kyiv a long-range missile system that the Ukrainians say they desperately need. The meeting comes a day after the president had a lengthy phone call with Russia's Vladimir Putin. This is AP News. The AP's Karen Chamas reports Hamas moved to shore up its brittle ceasefire with Israel.
By reaffirming its commitment to the terms of the deal, that includes a pledge to hand over the remains of all dead Israeli hostages. American officials have said the retrieval of the bodies is hampered by the scope of the devastation in Gaza, coupled with the presence of dangerous unexploded ordnance. Footage from the AP in Gaza showed Hamas crews and others searching for bodies of Israeli hostages in Khan Yunis in southern Gaza on Friday. The militant group's statement follows a dire warning from President Donald Trump that he would greenlight Israel to resume its offensive if Hamas doesn't live up to its end of the deal. The militant group has also defended the killings in Gaza of alleged gang members who one official accused of causing death and destruction. Meanwhile, the United Nations says a large infusion of aid into Gaza is still being held up by Israel. I'm Karen Chamas.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.